The largest sperm bank in the world is saying thanks but no thanks to new redheaded or blonde donors. Cryos International is a supplier of frozen sperm to clients in more than 65 countries. The company says it offers a selection of sperm from an array of ethnicities, but apparently some types of donors are overrepresented. Ole Sko is the director of Cryos International, which is based in Denmark.
We have just simply got too much, and now we have blonde hair and blue-eyed and also red hair ready to deliver. And the problem is we need other kind of races. Our job is to have a selection of everything, and therefore we are actually setting up sperm banks around in the world in order to have all these different colors in what we supply.
So where are you setting up the banks, or at least for you, what are the most marketable ones that you're setting up now?
Market is actually among the Caucasians, but there's an increasing market in Asia and in Africa as well. We have set up a sperm bank in India. We have a sperm bank in New York. One of the reasons is that the diversity in the races we have in New York is much broader than we have in Denmark. The Danish population is very homogeneously very Danish, and because the demand comes from all over the world, we need more different ethnicities and races.
And is there a particular kind of donor that you're looking for right now? One ethnicity? One profile?
No, we see three segmentation of where the demand comes from. It's the heterosexual couples, it's the lesbians, and it's the singles. The heterosexual couples always look for a donor who could look like the male partner. If it's lesbians, they try to match as close as possible to one of the females. And then we have the single segmentation. They do not have a husband or partner to match it. So they probably try to find something close to their themselves and their dream prince in life. And somebody asked, do we have somebody like Brad Pitt or Bruce Willis? There's been somebody mentioning film stars or models. So maybe in future we should present the donors in a kind of virtual world so they can have an experience with the donor, maybe have a dance with them and sit and eat with candlelight or something like that.
Are you being facetious, Ole, or is that something that you would actually do?
Yes, I'm definitely serious. And we have seen voicemails, handwritten exams. We could also expose them for smell of the donor if we could do that. As more as better.
I know it sounds like the beginning of a joke, but what happens when a redhead walks into a sperm bank?
Well, for the time being, they have to send in an application online. And if they belong to any of these groups of Scandinavians, we don't take in blonde. We put them on the waiting list and inform them we don't take you in for the time being.
Until demand grows.
Exactly.
Ole, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day.
Ole Sko is the director of Cryos International. We've got more information on the Denmark-based sperm bank at theworld.org. This is PRI, Public Radio International.